You ever heard him called a Jonas or a Jonah? Yeah. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, we call them a bastard.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery.
This is before the cemetery.
The grave.
No, before the grave, when they take him in to put him in the... When they take him in to put him in the box to get him ready to
go home.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Well, someone called it a vault, you know.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
A cemetery.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
A branch.
And what do you call flowing water that's a little bit bigger than a branch?
Well, pond.
If it were flowing, is a pond flowing or is that still?
A pond is, you know, is still, but it's, you know, this water's going over.
Yeah.
You got a place, you know, that water, you know, goes over.
Well, do you
call it
there?
A pond? We would call it a pond.
Would you ever call? Do you ever use the word stream or creek?
Well,
creek.
We couldn't use it for a creek. You know, a creek. You know, the water's running,
mm-hmm.
but it's not so big as a pond. You call that a creek.
What do you call flat, grassy country down around sea coast?
On the bottom.
Would you ever call it a marshland or savanna or a prairie or none of those?
Yeah, it's a bottom.
Bottom, okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support your trousers?
Galluses, that's what we call them.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
We would call that gravy.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Oil.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
We would call that a male hog.
Would you ever call it a particular kind of real skinny hog with a long nose up?
We would call that a pine wood rooter. He's tall and don't get fat, but he just off.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Call it the itch.
You ever call it athlete's foot or ground itch?
Sometimes we do.
Ground itch or both?
We would call it both. Sometimes we call it athletic, you know.
Okay, what do you call homemade whiskey?
Stump.
What do you call cheap whiskey that might make you sick?
That's stump too.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Play toy.
Now this is the hard part. I can't explain it. The trouble is I can't explain it very good. That's what makes it hard. But, you know, you say different words when you're talking about today than when you're talking about yesterday. Like if I said we're going to talk about the word singing, and I'd say, today I sing or sang. And then, or yesterday I sang or yesterday I sung.
Mm-hmm.
And then... many times before I have sang, or many times before I have sung. It just depends on what you want to use. Okay, so that's the kind of thing we're going to be doing here. Okay, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
delivered?
Or now, if we're just we're just talking about buying.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask me, have the groceries been
the price?
No, ask me if I have
bought.
Yeah,
bought.
So you say, have the groceries been bought? Okay. And I might say, yes, I.
No.